said 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round on the radio now.
Today FM Morning Crew.
Off air, uncut.
All right, it is our podcast special, everybody. Now, there is something very important that we didn't manage to get to all of these people during the show, so we want to do it
right now. Do you know what it is? Jackie, do you know what it is? We want to give people the right amount of time. And you know that when we're on air, we've got great songs we've got to play. We've got great Aaron's great news. Some things need a little bit more of a chat. And this is it, because it means so much to him. It's the Squid Games of Husey's Instagram. Now, Aaron, we know that he put it out.
It's goosebumps. Anyone who's watched Squid Games knows that bad things happen once that music gets played. People die.
And that's BTS.
Horrifically.
BTS.
Good people end up dead.
Are they good, though?
What's that?
Are they good people, are they?
They're down on their luck. There's people, the Squid Games, you know what Squid Games is? It's on Netflix. It's taken the world by storm. It's South Korean. Better to watch it with the subtitles on in the original Korean, lingo. It's people who've got no money, sign away their lives, think that it's just a game they're playing, and they end up, most of them end up dead.
Okay, so it's ruthless, which is similar, Ed, to what Husey's doing on Instagram.
He's reached, he's overpopulated. He has 7,500 people. He couldn't follow anyone else. And so we thought, you know what? If you're not giving back to the D-man, then you can get out of his small but passionate group.
Yeah, it's tough. We did The Bachelor the other day, so I got rid of two bachelors, but kept the original bachelor, Tim Robards, because he got back to me in time. The other two, we had Maddie J and Maddie Agnew, the rocket scientist. They didn't get back to me in time. They did get back to me later in the day. I need to put that out there.
And I don't like it, though. Yeah, but...
They missed the window. They missed the window. They're out.
Okay, because here is the window. Well, the window... Is it still open for our next guest? We've already spoken to her recently, a little while ago, when she had some music coming out. 223,000 followers and going strong. Singer, songwriter, local, Kayla Fenwick. Now, Husey, you messaged Kayla. She didn't get back to you. Did she get back to you in time?
No, she actually did, but we ran out of time on the radio on Friday.
Okay.
So I messaged her,
Hi, guys.
Kayla.
How are you?
Hey, Kayla.
Okay, so here we are. This is it. Sorry, Kayla. I'm so glad that we were able to get in contact, because he would have been Devo if you hadn't gotten back to him. He would have been Devo.
I would never not get back to Husey.
Yeah, no, Kayla's a superstar. But the thing is, you guys have got no idea. You're stuck in the studios. You're local heroes. But Kayla has gone international. Where are you right now, Kayla?
I'm currently in Los Angeles.
Boom.
Oh, hang on.
She's on the other side of the world.
Okay. This is not the time to be jumping off the Kayla train, Husey. This is not the time. Okay.
What are you doing there, Kayla?
What are you up to?
I'm just here working on my music. I'm signing to a label out here. So my manager actually, got me the exemption to leave Australia to come out here and work for 3 months. So, I'm just living it up and working hard.
Yeah, that's huge.
That's fantastic news.
Now, it is wonderful. We know you're close with your family. Your dad, Jeff Fenwick, a famous boxer. How's he going with you over there? Does he ring you every day, or how's that go?
Well, he's actually doing really well. To be honest, he's actually in America as well at the moment. So he's in Vegas right now. Yeah.
Has he got a fight on? Is he involved?
Yeah, well...
Is he promoting? What's he doing?
His boxer, Brock Jarvis, is actually fighting on the 16th of October.
Yeah.
I think it's called in Fresno in California. So
in Fresno.
They're him training for that.
I saw a little chat with Brock. He looks like he's a machine. He is not mucking around, that bloke.
He's a beast. He's the best. He's amazing. His work ethic, everything about him is just spot on. So, super excited to watch him fight. Yeah.
We've got to ask, because you're there and, you've been in the lockdown in Sydney, or you must have probably you got the start of it, at least, I imagine. What's it like in America at the moment? We know they've had so many cases of COVID, but we believe it's completely open. What's it like in LA?
Well, everything's open. Anyone can go and pretty much do anything. Mm. So it's like living normal life out here. The moment I got here, like, everything was open. You can do whatever. You don't even have to wear a mask. So it's just, yeah. Unless you're in the grocery store and you need to go, like, shopping, you have to wear a mask. Other than that, like, everywhere's so busy. No one's wearing masks. It's like everyone's kind of forgotten about it.
Oh, that's what we want. And it's like you don't turn on the news and it's front and centre the whole time. It's not like that?
No, it's not like that at all. Not that I've seen. I mean, actually, I don't really watch the news. I haven't heard anything.
That's a good idea, but there's not ridiculous rules that you have to follow left, right, and centre. No. Oh.
Well, Taylor, when this is all done and dusted and the music's ready, make sure we'll get back in touch so we can pump it up for you. Would you have noticed, if this is Aaron's line of questioning, and I love it. If he had unfollowed you, do you think you would have noticed?
Honestly, probably not, but I must say, if I did notice, I would have had to get my dad on him straight away.
Oh, smart move.
No, I appreciate that.
Right,
you do not want the Marrickville Mauler on your tail for an unfollow. No. That's what you don't want.
No, I'd be being honoured to get a left hook from the Marrickville Mauler, tell you. Good on you, Kayla.
So,
what a superstar. I love this.
Okay. Yeah. Now, that was good stuff. Now we go to 1.2 million followers. Wow. Ooh, be the unicorn in a field of horses, is the catchphrase.
Wow.
Oof. Karina Irby or Karina, I apologize if I've got her last name incorrect, but Hughesy, you messaged Karina, did you not?
Karina Irby has got 1.2 million followers. She's an absolute, that is huge. Not many people based in Australia have over 1 million followers. She is one of them. She has cracked the code. An amazing person. I've had her on my TV show. I love her. I messaged her saying, what are you up to? And she got back to me straight away. So to have her talk to us now is amazing. Hey, Karina.
What?
Yeah, we got you.
Good morning.
Karina, he was nervous, Karina. He was nervous. He thought that you had forgot, even though you'd been on his TV show, he thought you'd forgotten about him.
Well, I'm glad I'm keeping him on his toes, so that's a positive.
Wow. Yeah, but people don't believe that I foster good connections, and I do foster good connections.
No, when you do, just with a particular type.
No, come on.
Karina, how did you get so Insta-famous? You've got 1.2 million followers. What is it that you do? What kind of content that obviously people love? Yeah.
There's a little bit of jealousy here from Aaron.
There is no jealousy.
Are you doing a great job? How many of you got, Aaron? What are you up to?
Well, to be honest, I've got other platforms, okay? Look, it's...
I've got
177,000, but Karina, I'm telling you right now, girlfriend, I don't look anything like you. I've been trying to do squats, and yeah, it's still probably indented. So look, I'm very happy for you to have this mantle, girlfriend. You look amazing.
Thank you. I have seen you, though. You're a bit of a bombshell, so I think that you can get up there with your followers as well.
Do you think so? How? Tell me.
Oh, my God. This is big, Karina.
I just saw a spring just went in a step right there, I tell you. So let's go back to the original for you, Karina. For people who don't know, when did you start and when did you become a thing on Instagram?
I jumped on Instagram in the beginning, but definitely didn't take it too seriously. I got stuck in the Facebook phase, thinking Instagram wasn't even a cool thing at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then once I jumped on there, I just started sharing a lot of silly, funny videos, sharing struggles with eczema and my skin conditions, putting on silly filters and doing stupid dances to Britney Spears' Toxic, and it kind of just took off from there.
Oh, that's amazing.
Was it one clip or was it one thing where it went overnight and you just took off? So, yeah, did you hover like on a few thousand for a few years and then just jump up? Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, I definitely went through the hover phase, which is always a little bit disheartening. But I did have a little viral moment, and I've really got to thank my fiance Ryan for that, because I farted on him and I filmed it and I posted it, and it just went absolutely viral. It even made it to the Ridiculousness show. Like, it was great. Just fart on someone.
See, that's going to be my issue because I don't have a partner anymore. So yeah, you got
your daughter,
fart
though.
On a stranger.
Fart on a stranger. Fart on Husey. Hang on, how about this? Now, this is in all seriousness. Karina, if we were just in the studio doing our radio show and Husey's waxing lyrical about something or yelling at a young producer, and if out of the corner of the screen, here comes the back end of Erin and she lets one go on him, do you think that would work?
I think you could give it a try.
Oh, I don't know if that's enough confidence for me.
No, I'm up for it.
We finally got it. This is
amazing, Karina. So you literally went from a few followers to, you know, heading towards a million with that fart.
I know, wasn't it? It was such a good fart. I knew that brew was going to be fantastic.
This is the best thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Do you know what? Well, we're going to have to circle back. We want to get audio. We've got to get audio of the fart. I want to follow it onto Ridiculousness, which is like an incredible clip show, which goes, well, go global, and then we will try and do our own. And also, I've got to pump this up. I want to pump your business while we're, but Moana Bikini is also absolutely killing it. That's your business, is it not?
It is. Thank you. We're 10 in November. Woo!
10. What kind of bikinis would they suit a 38-year-old single mum?
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha.
Oh, all of the bikinis. Again, I've seen your rig, and you would look ridiculous in Moana. You would look absolutely gorgeous. And then you could find more people to fart on as well, so it could help you.
We love it. Thanks, Karina.
We're going to get you back on the radio. We're getting you back on the radio.
Karina, we're going to get you to review it. Once we've done it, before we post it, we'll get you to review it so you see if our fart video is up to scratch. How does that sound?
Thank you. I'm a tough judge, so make sure you eat some spicy food.
Thanks, legend. Basically, guys, we haven't solved any kind of issue at all because we're keeping everyone.
No,
we've added the bikini. Who'd you know?
Who'd I lose? Someone hasn't got back to me. Someone didn't get back to me. Who didn't get back to me? Yeah, this Tasha Olarte, the new blogger, remember? The new blogger from the other day didn't get back to me.
So.
Yeah, that's right.
That is sad, actually.
The new blogger.